back. Good morning. 63 right now with sun shining. Welcome to our Tuesday Talk Round, and we do this feature once a month. Talk with our good friends at Wilkins Soil and Water, Beatrice Newman, and to talk with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been like forever. We were thinking maybe November last time you were in.
I think it has been since November.
All
I've
right.
kind of gotten away with not doing it.
There you go. But here you are today, and we're glad to see you. Hey, we're talking Arbor Month and trees. Tell us about this.
Yeah, trees. A few Fridays ago, April 25th, was Minnesota and North Dakota's Arbor Day. And all through May in Minnesota, we celebrate Arbor Month.
Okay. So as far as Arbor Day and Wilkins Soil, how is it different in Minnesota, Arbor Day?
So Arbor Day is a holiday that celebrates the planting, nurturing, and appreciation of trees. It originated in Nebraska in 1972 when J. Sterling Morton, an editor and journalist of the Nebraska City News, proposed a day of tree planting to the Nebraska State Board of Agriculture. The first Arbor Day saw the planting of over 1 million trees in Nebraska. Today, nationally, it's observed in late April, but each state picks a date that lines up with their best planting season. In Minnesota, Arbor Day is the last Friday in April. And because trees are so important to our environment, in Minnesota, we stretch the celebration all across May, which we call Arbor Month.
All right. Let's switch gears from, as long as we're talking trees here, let's talk living snow fences. Now, I've seen a lot of these, and I love it. Explain these, Beatrice.
Sure. So basically, a living snow fence are lines of trees or shrubs planted to help manage snow on roads. Instead of snow drifting or blowing onto the roads, it gets caught in the tree rows. It helps keep the roads clear. And personally, as someone who drives, from Fergus every single day in the winter, some of those living, tree lines are really great for keeping the snow off the roads.
So what's the difference between a living snow fence and a shelter belt? I've heard that term used too. Explain that.
Yeah, so a shelter belt or a windbreak are rows of trees planted to protect buildings, crops, or even livestock from wind and blowing snow. They reduce wind speed, protect from soil erosion, and help save on heating costs in the winter. You can see them all over Wilkins County.
Okay, as long as we're talking Arbor Month, what are some other benefits and other reasons we should be planting trees?
Oh, there are so many reasons to plant trees. They provide shade, reduce cooling costs in the summer, clean out the air, filter our water, support wildlife, and even manage stormwater.
Well, and here's a dumb question this time of year, too, but you guys have been really, really busy planting trees, right?
Yes. May is really when tree planting hits its full swing. The soil conditions are right, and it gives young trees the best shot of settling in before the summer heat kicks in. Well, except for this year, where the summer heat's already kind of kicked in.
Right.
The district is doing conservation tree plantings this year, and we still have a few trees for sale. So you can give us a call at 218-643-2933, extension 3, to hear the entire inventory, or feel free to stop by the office. And then speaking of trees, if you have planted your trees already, or if we went and planted some trees out at your yard site, feel free to give them a water. It's been kind of hot and pretty dry.
Yeah,
so.
definitely. Well, anything else you want to cover, Beatrice, before we wrap it up here this morning for this month's edition?
Yes, I want to thank everyone for attending Ladies Ag Night on April 10th. The theme was Let's Get Jazzy for Conservation. It was co-hosted with the Richland County Soil Conservation District, and we had a great turnout. The hypnotist Lizzie and the main speaker, BJ Christopher, spoke about integrating conservation at Wallace Orchards.
All right. And looking ahead, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, we have the Rain Barrel Workshop co-hosted again with Richland County Soil Conservation District. The sessions will be June 17th and 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Crooked Lane Farm. Come hear the benefits of rain barrels and have a chance to prep and decorate your own. To sign up, you can call the Wilkins Soil and Water District at, again, 218-643-2933, extension 3, or Richland County Soil Conservation District at 701-642-5997, extension 3. Or check out our Facebook page or our website.
All right, folks, if you missed any of our conversation here, it will be available in podcast on our new website. That'll be up early this afternoon. Beatrice, great to see you again. Don't wait so long before your next visit, okay?
I won't. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Beatrice Newman, Wilkins Soil and Water, and we do this once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
The third annual KBMW.